This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Jumping from gig to gig doesn't make for the most stable living situation. Local filmmaker Amir Sultani was fascinated by another group living with instability, the people making a living recycling bottles and cans in his West Oakland neighborhood. Sultani and his collaborators spent 7 years following the lives of three recyclers for their documentary, Dogtown Redemption. The film takes place largely around Alliance Metals, a busy recycling center that's been at the heart of struggles over gentrification in the area. Amir Sultani spoke with KLW's Jen Chien.
Tell me about the genesis of this film.
I moved to West Oakland around 9 years ago. And I was staying in my brother's house, which was in an area of West Oakland called Magnolia Row. And every morning, night, whenever we would put the trash out, people would come and go through the trash. There were times when you would put out the trash and one, two, three, you know, people just kept on coming and going through the same trash can. And it just struck me at the depth of the poverty. You know, there was this, they were maybe 2-3 meters away from me, but we were really worlds apart. So eventually there was one guy coming down the street who was half paralyzed. His name was Jefferson. He was a longshoreman, so he'd worked in the port of Oakland. And he was taking the trash out with one hand. So I went down to help him and we started a conversation. I'm like, Jefferson, what are you doing? He's like, well, I pick up these bottles and cans and I take them to Alliance Metals down the street. So I followed him. We went to Alliance Metals. At first glance, it was like a giant garbage can. It's a recycling center. So all the trash is coming there. And at the same time, it was like this pilgrimage site for poor people. So all the shopping carts that we see in different places, they were all heading there. And so you go in, and on the one hand, it's people who are very, you know, you're just amazed that they're surviving. Because they have mental health, you know, all kinds of issues from, you know, poverty comes in so many shapes and forms.
And from so many directions.
And from exactly so many directions. And you just, every direction that you looked, it was bewildering. And yet it was also so stylish. You know, everybody was recycling in their own way with their own, you know, with their own cart, their own style.
Well, it's entrepreneurship.
It's total entrepreneurship.
Right. No, we don't normally talk about it like that.
Exactly, but. Jen. It was like the entrepreneurship of the underclass. It's like creating something out of nothing.
Let's listen to a clip from the film.
We are one of the busiest recycling centers in the state of California. I am the redeemer. I redeem the money to the person who walks in.
Where else but America can you make $100 a day picking trash up off the streets? You know, it's like the old days when my great-grandfather came to this country, they told him, there's money in the streets, there's gold to be made. And although it's not literally true, figuratively it is. I mean, you can get up, be dead broke, no education, no skills, get yourself a shopping cart, walk around the streets, and make $100.
Initially, I thought, okay, we'll just tell the story. We'll just show people the recycling center. But their life journeys were as interesting as the story of the recycling center.
And that's ultimately what the film has become, is really letting us get to know these people that are kind of invisible to mainstream society. But we really dive in and get to know their histories and their hopes and dreams and their families even.
On the one hand, it was the stories of the people. On another level, it was the story of the recycling center. And on a third level, it was the story of West Oakland. And, you know, if you look at it in a very macro way, you know, we are in a sort of highly consumerist society. So on the one side, there's advertising and desire. And on the other side, there's sort of disgust and addiction and pollution and all these things that we shun.
And waste.
And waste. And they're both a part of us. But so there's a part of the city which is the supermarket, which is super visible, right? All the brands are there. But this recycling center, in a way, is where all these brands go to die. And at the same time, it's where they go for rebirth. You know, things were losing form and regaining form in that recycling center. Lives also.
What did you learn over the course of making this film about this really thorny issue of gentrification and the kind of different sides?
The whole point of making the film wasn't to say, oh, the gentrifiers are bad, or oh, the poor people are addicts, or whatever. It was to have the conversation and to approach each other from a point of empathy. Because, in fact, there is so much talent, so much generosity, so much kindness also in our communities. And that's what we wanted to summon.
I'm speaking with documentary filmmaker Amir Sultani. I wanted to play another clip. This is Landon, who, when we first meet, is addicted to crack and living on the street. With the help of a program his cousin runs, he eventually becomes a preacher, and then he begins to reach back out to people that he was living with while he was out on the street. Here's what he has to say.
I don't miss being on the streets, people making you get up and move. You have to tear it down and move on to another place. I don't miss that, no. But what I do miss is people. The love that we did share for one another in looking out for one another. You find it greater in that society than you do in this society. Because I can walk down the street right now, and if I don't say hello to nobody, nobody will say hello to me.
So I think that this movie does a wonderful job of showing the depth of the humanity of people that often get passed over, you know, as we spoke about, invisible. And it's kind of a sad commentary that we need to rehumanize people who are human. And was that something that you explicitly thought about from the beginning of making the film?
I was as much interested in the economics of it as in the humanity. Because you know how everybody talks about the survival of the fit? Dogtown Redemption is about people who are defying Darwin. You know, by any measure, they should be dead. By any measure. And yet they survive, you know? And in a way, they embody so much of what we as the members of the middle class or upper class, whatever, fear, right? What happens when you lose your home? What happens when you lose your family? What happens? What happens? What happens? That's what happens. And still, there's humanity. There is humanity in that recycling center. Do you know what I mean? That's encouraging. That was very hopeful for me. But it's also, you know, you just see the question for me, the economic question is, what are we as a society offering the poor? What are the ways of reintegrating the poor into the economy so that they can afford housing, so they can afford these things? And when you actually see how capable people are, not people who are super functional, but just barely functional.
And still able to get up and work every day. Struck me that this is a job.
People
work from morning till evening and do things like pull loads of 800 pounds just with their own bodies.
And as manual labor, all of these kinds of work shift out of America, we've got to be thinking about, we're either going to have a third world, we're going to have a third world in America. Everything is being robots taking over the middle class. You know, these aren't just personal stories. There's a sort of structural thing that's taking place.